Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
I want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin, Al Davis
just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Yo, tonight, it's the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and the Dark Knight, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, Deeper Shade of Soul, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son, what is good with you, my brother? Wise son, where you at? Where you at, bro? Wise son, where you at? Where you at? Wise son.
I'm right here. Can't you hear it? Can't you hear my voice,
where
brother?
Where you at,
Bear?
Bro?
Where you at, bro?
Listen, dog. Yo, since you played that, I had to dive into my Dave Chappelle. And when you played it, I was like, okay. And I heard him telling everybody to put his hair go up, and I was like, yeah. Tonight's a good night, man. Tonight's a good night.
Man, tonight's a
How
great night.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Listen.
How you doing?
I'm not complaining. It's been a heck of a month. It didn't go the way you and I planned it out. But the fact of the matter is, we're still here to make history. So
yes,
this is a good look, and I wanna say, Van, it's good to hear your voice, man.
Oh, man. I
wanna hear your voice and you know, it's the end of the month. I'm glad we were able to at least come out for the end of the month. But we can always start next month off with at least two shows that we missed this month. And when we come back in March, ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
whatever you missed
down
in Black History Month, it's going down. It's going down. But, hey, Vince, the last Thursday of the month, brother, how you been?
Oh, man, you know, I've been good, man, you know. Got a lot personally going on, but, hey, we're going to get this show in and get it done, man. You know, I got a long drive in the morning, headed home to B-More. Got some family business, family matter I got to tend to. But other than that, man, it's going good, man, you know.
You know, I found something in the archives. I have a key. And the key has a heart. And inside the heart is the word love, meaning whoever has this has the key to my heart.
Ooh.
And this was the perfect month to find it, because sometime this year I need to put this in somebody's hand or find a matching chain so they can wear it around their neck. And when people say, well, where's the lock? They're like, I'm holding hands
right
with him.
Right. That part. That's what's up, man.
So,
hey.
So this has been good, man. Yeah, talk to me, Vin.
It has been good. But before we go on, ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And when you get here, please press 1 to get on this Get Down Open Mic Night. End of the month, Open Mic Night. Yo, so tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And we want to give a shout-out to our CEO of Epiphany Radio and Raw Links, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Y'all, make sure y'all check him out. Get you some Raw Links. Amen. Amen. You want to let the
Amen
people know what tonight's about, bro?
Listen, man, it's the last Thursday of of the month. It's open mic night, man. It's open mic night. So whatever you got, let the rhythm hit them.
Boom,
whatever
boom.
You got,
boom, 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 boom.
Keep them boom, eager boom. To listen.
Yeah.
Whatever you got,
yeah.
Let it be what it's going to be because it is what it is. But
that's
it's all
talking.
Good. And when it's
that's
all good, it's all right.
Yeah.
That's what's nice about it. So,
indeed.
Listen. Hold up. Since this is open mic Thursday,
mm-hmm.
Van Meadows, you know I keep notes. Your brother started the last show off first.
Okay.
So it would only be fitting if you would please bless us this evening with something from the mind of a poetic.
It would be my pleasure, bro.
May I I'm going to get out the way.
I'm getting out of the way.
If you don't mind, would you please get on down?
My man. I know you've heard me speak about being in love with love, but have you fallen in love with that genuine love? That kind of love that makes you smile for no reason, without any kind of coercion, where you just get a thought and you know that's just pure. Pure love waiting to permeate throughout your entire emotional system. Sure, I love you sounds good. But I'm in love with you sounds so good. Let me hold captive your words that make me smile. The ones God laid on your heart and after a while, I will tell you over and over again how much just being in your presence is intimacy. And when you've grown tired of speaking, I will listen to your nonverbal communication that's leaking through your physical anatomy, yearning for the attraction and the affection of my love to pull you closer like gravity. And the heavenly moment when you look in my eyes just makes me smile. When the universe reacts to my happiness, all the water in the Nile flows effortlessly in the midst of any storm. And the calmness of the level of this genuine love I'm feeling leaves my emptiness reeling. Because I know I will never be alone as I'm falling into a genuine love zone. The level of devotion in my heart allows me to never depart from this amazing feeling that I want to feel for a lifetime. And with you is why our love is infinite in time, filled with the endless possibilities of I love yous. And these sounds of the heart are manifested, and my ink is bound to my heart's love that is been requested. So I say, I love you. I'm in love with you. From the mind of poetic.
You know I love this piece? Man, you ever heard a song and you change the lyrics by putting your own little parts in it?
Yeah.
I'm listening to you do this. And when you get to the end, it's as if you are having dinner with love. And you stop eating and you looked at love and said, I love you. And then you reached over and you touched love by the chin for them to stop eating. I love you. Like, love, I really love you.
Yeah.
And love doesn't know what to say, except, damn, I done hit the jackpot. This is awesome.
Thank you, my
brother. This is absolutely awesome. You kind of like gave yourself open heart surgery on this one, brother, and just like laid it out. Was like, you know what, love? Whatever you want to do, I'm with it.
Sometimes
whatever
you
into, I'm into. You got that old
appreciate that, bro.
Stylistics Temptation. I'm in love with you, love thing going on, bro. I enjoy this piece. And since we're in the month of February, I know, you know, I'm using up some pro-black shit, but right now, I'm digging where you took love.
Appreciate it, my brother. But don't let me sit here and take up all the accolades. My brother, I know you brought
what?
Something. I know what? You got a piece locked and loaded somewhere in that chamber. And No. I'm getting out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you J. Rob the Wise Son, who's about to get on down.
Being in love means that there's a mutual attraction. If there is such a thing as a mutual attraction, well, then her attraction is what I'm attracted to because I'm attracted to everything about her. Because hers is a smile that my smile can't wait to kiss like this. I stare into her soul and I know the right direction to her heart, but then I wonder. I wonder what can I do to keep her? What can I say to ensure that this stays it's as completed as this circle of life that's never ending? It's the figure eight illusion to infinity. And she reminds me of days that have gone by that never passes me by. She is the untrained melodic melody being played in my mind symphony, a solo concerto. She always played when she speaks to me. She is the perfect fifth. She is the alto sax that slowly walks rusted trumpets to crowded stages, turning back time, making remarkable sounds brand new again before she releases the grip. And the trumpet rust returns, but the beauty of her notes linger on like her perfume, like the love that I have for her. Funny thing is, while I can't wait to hear from her, I'm drawn to her like the moon attracts the sea. And I can only hope in my heart and my fondest wishes that somewhere she's at home, writing these same poetic notes, using these same poetic words, hearing that same rusted trumpet, inking these thoughts about me. Because if we aptly tend to meet at the same space and time, I can't wait to hear her recite this so that I can say the mystical words uttered that start with, I love you. Look at me tell you how much I love you because I'm in love with what love does to you when you look back at me and you say, I love you too. And that's the piece.
Ooh-wee, y'all hear that? Hey, man. Hey, man, you asked a question in this piece, man, that just dug at me. You said, before I get to the question, the line before, you said, I stare into her soul and know the right direction to her heart, but I wonder, what do I do to keep her? Wow.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty big, bro. It's pretty big. I love this piece, man. I love what you did with it. I love the love song you created in it. Yeah. And they said that we not loved. Man, I don't know who came up with that nonsense.
Come on, man. They don't see us. They don't know us, man. They don't know us, man.
They don't know. They don't know.
You know, so. And also, I hope you noticed, I had to borrow those last three lines from you. So I had to borrow those last three lines.
I noticed. It's okay. I mean, we're poets. We're brothers.
Hey, we at the same restaurant. And I
yes,
heard
sir.
You say it. So I was like, as soon as he said it, it sounded dope. So I'm going to tell my date the same thing. And who knew? Who knew that Love had a twin sister?
Why not? You know what I'm saying?
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Why not?
That's dope.
Yeah. Hey, man, look. Look. We're going to get to these poets, man, because I got a long day ahead of me tomorrow in this drive. So we're going to close this down at midnight. So we're going to get this open mic session out of the way because I got to hear these dynamic poets, these dope. Y'all realize we ain't had to get down in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Y'all see how bad my pen was starving for a mic? Y'all.
Hey!
I know. And
come
I know.
On come on now.
I know. Why, son? I know that these poets been starving for a mic, too. So listen. Listen. We're going to bring in this first artist to jump on this here mic. Double A, Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin. Welcome to the Get Down, my brother. How you feeling?
I'm doing well. I can't believe I'm the first one on the mic.
You are it, sir.
Hey, what perfect way to end the last Thursday of a perfect month by having my big brother on the MIC Kingpin, Anthony Arnold. How are you, good brother?
Been doing good. It's actually been a very good week for me. I had a peace of mind that I really didn't think was that good, but other people thought otherwise, and it got added to a short film.
Yes, sir. Congrats.
Thank you, sir. It is on my page if anybody wants to see it. I forget what it's called now. You know how it is. Once we get old, we can't remember where our shoes are, less for the names of poems and stuff of that nature. But give me just a quick second here. The title of the film is called Blues in My Shoes. And at the end of the film, you will hear the young lady, whose name is Karen Terry. Shouts out to Karen. You will hear her recite a piece that I wrote called The Juju Woman. And when I first wrote it, I didn't really think that much of it. But some people kind of twisted my arm a little bit and had me post it. And she saw it on my page and asked, could she use it? So... and it just kind of went from there. And from what she says, the film itself is going to go into some of the film festivals this year. So we'll see what happens.
Nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, my brother, now that we've got that out of the way, congratulations on your success. But right now, there's a stage and a mic with your name on it waiting for you to get down. So, my brother, would you please get on down?
The title of the piece is called Our History. For 400 plus years, we have struggled through this quicksand, this quagmire, always trying to pull us down, to drown us in a continuous hurt and pain, watching our people climb out only to be swallowed again in a swamp of despair and disrespect. The knowledge that we have possessed over the years, the civilizations that we have presided over, the inventions that have come from our men and women, pushed aside like garbage. Lives lost, lives taken. No one cares besides us. And sometimes I even wonder about that. Black is a color, but it's also a state of mind. Sometimes we can't see the world because of our blackness. Sometimes it's better that we don't. Greenwood, Archer, and Pine bombed out of existence. Rosewood burned to the ground. Philly in 1985. The common denominator? We died. We died again and again. We died. We died. And we continue to die. In the streets, in our homes, in the jailhouse. By our own kind. By the ones in blue, when will it stop? When will we not fear leaving our homes, not knowing if we may return or not? Our history is bathed in blood, done by others, done by ourselves. When will it change? When will our ancestors be able to look down at us and finally say, well done.
Wise son.
I got a question. My big brother,
yes,
what song is being played behind this masterpiece? What jazz concerto is being played? Because this is magnificent. I really enjoy this piece. Didn't know what to expect, but I like this piece. And I'm sorry, but a lot of times when I'm hearing you, depends on who it is, I'm hearing something from Spike Lee's dad playing in the background. And it's just, it's low playing trumpets. Because you have such depth with this piece. And I'm just hearing those trumpets make the acoustic punctuation mark, if you will. And it's just right on point with this piece. I really and truly enjoyed this. Thank you. But when you figure out what piece, what musical note that is, I'm going to take a listen.
I'll let you know.
Because, brother, this deserves good music behind it. Van Meadows.
Hey, man. Double A, a.k.a. Kingpin. Kingpin knows how I feel about his ink. And I appreciate the way that you stay consistent with educating, enlightening, and never letting us forget. And for that, I salute you, my brother, and Ashe.
Thank you, sir. I don't know any other way. I think I'd be lost if I tried too much of anything else. But this is what I do.
I can dig it. I can dig it. All right, my brother, the Get Down dance floor is waiting. They say the DJ say he ain't spin the record in 2 weeks, and the ladies is waiting out there. Hey. What you doing out there tonight? You good tonight?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
I think I wanted to start off though with Me Deep.
Mama.
I'm in one of them type moves.
My man.
Y'all might have to roll me off the floor afterwards with
my brother. Ladies and gentlemen,
whatever it takes.
On his way to the dance floor. Anthony Arnold, one love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic. Y'all be good.
You too.
My man.
We're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, area code 267. Welcome to the Get Down. Please, who do we have on the mic?
Oh, my God. I forgot I was using my son's phone. That 267 threw me off.
You don't expect me to know
Lord,
what that number
Lord,
is, right?
Lord.
I mean,
Lord,
ladies and gentlemen,
Lord.
Epiphany's own La Pearl, La Negra.
Oh, man. How y'all doing tonight? About damn time.
You know how we doing.
It's about time. It's all good, though. It's all good. But I do have something to say to y'all. I really, really do. For your absence, okay? One of our greatest freedoms is how we react to things. And what I mean by saying that is, if not for the ability of adaptability and resiliency we have as humans, most of us that are your fans would be tripping. Don't be staying away from us like that no more. Hear me? But for real though, y'all got me swooning. That's all I wanted to say.
I have something to tell you.
What? What you got to tell me?
Van made me write love. Made me write love poetry this month.
What?
I'm snitching.
Well, keep
Van
it coming.
Made me write love poetry. He made me write
ain't
that
no
stuff. Because him and Jay, Walker, be writing
wrong.
All that real pretty
ain't,
stuff.
Ain't nothing.
And then I had to write something behind him and Jay Walker. It's not fair. It's just not fair. I'm an innocent child being influenced by those guys. I do nothing.
You heard what I said, right? One of our greatest freedoms is how we react to things. So keep it coming. Whoever is writing it, keep it coming. I have no qualms with that. It's when you're missing in action is when I got a problem.
That was me.
How y'all doing?
Threatening us, bro.
Oh, boy.
I'm not threatening.
How she threatening
us? You didn't listen to what I said, did you?
Threatening
I'm not
going to
repeat it again.
Yeah, and then Vic, and then at the end she said, and your mama too. How you threatening and talking about my mother?
Right, that part.
What the hell, man? What the hell?
Oh, God.
You just can't come in here and say, I miss y'all so much. You don't come in here and threaten people to talk about their mother? That's not sexy.
Right.
Oh, I miss y'all so
I'm
much.
I'm just saying.
So much.
You hear this?
Better.
Oh, sugar, we'll do it. I can get your pussy.
Oh, my God. Y'all know I love you. You know I do.
Hey, we love you right
back. I had
back.
To get that off my chest.
Yes, you did.
Welcome back, gentlemen.
Glad to be back. Why, son?
Glad to be back.
Earl La Negra to the mic.
I'm going to do this real nice. Give me your hand. Move, Van. Give me your hand.
What I do?
Come over here. Move. Get him over here. There you go.
Yeah,
this microphone belongs to you. Belongs to you. This is an open mic night. It belongs to you. I'm just going to stand here and watch. Because you like to sashay from left to right when you do poetry. So I'm just staying here. Move, man. I'm going to stay here and watch. And would you please get on down?
Thank you.
Move, man.
This is called Of Him. He transforms at night, and I want the beast in him. So I greet him, already juicy and on all fours, allowing him to lose control as I feel a poem constructed from every spot he's kissed on my body. At the touch of him, I expose my skin to receive, and I know sensuous, because he's read my essence like a book as if his pen dipped ink on my pages. In the presence of him, I know desire, because for the first time in my existence, my appetite is satisfied. Now what more of only him? In his energy, I know ownership, because I allow him to claim me. I love being the moon in his life who gave him tears from the stars. So melancholy no longer dwells or veiled or found bittersweet through hidden cycles of hurt. Because my mind is free as he holds me captive. And I now know, I now crave only the sweetest things in life because his voice whispers truth to my heart as he plucks and savors my fruit. I flourish and grow because he is the tree that I can always pick fruit from. Gives me life. His lure is tender and effortless as an arousing scent of aromatherapy. My mouth torrid with excitement while trying to catch my breath, but eager for the touch of his lips. And I am completely engulfed in the revealed, unapologetic simplicity of him.
Unapologetically simplistic. What?
Simplicity.
Say that line again.
Unapologetic simplicity. Ooh. I wish I had somebody talking to me like that. I wish I had somebody telling me lines like this.
I want a woman to say that kind of shit to me.
Say that kind of stuff to me.
Kissing my hand.
Right. That,
I wanted to say that to me while she kissing my hand and sucking on my fingers. I'd be like, why? My social security number is 128-62-2497. And my mother name is Alice.
Not the
and her phone number is 718-538-0814.
My
mother
would
be like, why
are
you like, Ma? I'm like, Ma, she was sucking on my fingers and talking that shit.
Wow, thank you, y'all. Yeah, man. That's awesome.
Fire.
Thank y'all.
Fire. Absolutely.
Thank
now.
You.
Whew, man. Before we
get yourself together, man.
I just want a woman to talk to me like that for a change, you know? I mean and look, and mean it. Don't just say
man.
It. Mean it.
That
hey,
part.
But La Perla Negra, can you let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany Radio, please?
Oh, my God. It's been so long. I forgot. All right. Let me see. I guess I could start with Wednesday night. Unfortunately, I missed Wednesday night last night, but be back. I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Now, the topic is up in the air right now. Y'all know how we like to tease you. But I'm pretty sure you're going to love what we come up with. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. What other nights do I do my thing on here? Oh, every other Saturday night, I am host of Poetic Therapy. And that is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Or just sit back and listen to some smooth sounds from my playlist. Ooh, what am I missing? Friday night, every other Friday night, I am one half host of Iron Sharpens Iron, where I co-host with Epiphany's own Anonymity, and that is from a Royal Pen's perspective. And depending on the mood of the CEO, for real, the poet, you'll catch me in the Soul Cafe. I am one-fourth host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with For Real, the poet, the CEO. Who else is on there? Lord, it's been too long. Give me a second. We got Poetic.
I was going to say, I mean, I'm only sitting right here. Yes.
It wasn't you. I couldn't remember. It was just me. It wasn't you.
I ain't forget
about
you.
Oh, baby, how can I forget about you?
I can't forget about you.
I'm not even on it anymore. Dang. Wow.
Come on, y'all. But I believe that is it. So, back to you, gentlemen.
Let a man miss one show. And she thank already
you.
Replaced
it. Wasn't
me.
Right.
It
wasn't you. Right. It wasn't you. I promise it wasn't you.
You know what?
The boy just missed
listen.
One show. You
when,
ain't
when,
fucking.
When, get on over there to the Get Down dance floor and, you know,
yeah.
I want you to dance around, but I want you to gather your bearings because, get it together.
Yeah.
One love. One
this what happens when y'all disappear. All right, one love.
You go over
life.
There and think about what you did.
Oh, don't talk to me like that. I like to be told what to do.
Damn. Told me he ain't shit. Go over there and think about what you did.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is La Perla Negra. We miss a couple shows, Jay, and they show out like this. They show out like this. Be forgetting stuff, you know.
I'm just saying.
Hey, let's keep the party going. Next up on the mic, area code 562. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Did I hear 562?
Sinister Spittle, is this you, my brother?
Absolutely not. This is Samuel Raimi.
Oh, my man, Complicated Passions. I apologize, my brother. Forgive me. What's
that's
good,
right.
Bro?
No problem. No problem. I like to be anybody I can. You know, I'm alive. I woke up this morning. So
that's
right. A good thing.
Amen.
I know that's yep. Right, man. How you feeling, man?
So, man, I'm doing great. You know, I'm going to tell you a long time ago, this is ancient history on Blog Talk. When it wasn't many people calling in from California. And one time I called into a Blog Talk show. And there's this other dope poet in Los Angeles. His name is Urban Voodoo. I don't know if you heard of him.
Yeah, I know Urban
yes.
Voodoo. Yeah.
Yeah, so when I used to call in and they would say 562 and they would say Urban Voodoo. And I'm like, no, but I know him. Because he's from my city, you know. Yeah, so that was cool. And then that's how I started on Blog Talk just many, many years ago, you know. And I used to do my thing and they'd be like, I would spit a poem, it would be 30 seconds, and they'd be like, is that it? I'm like, yeah, that's it. You know, and they said, you don't do anything longer than that? I'm like, I do, but I respect the mic, you know, and there's hundreds of people on the line, so I know everybody want to get in, you know. So now these shows have 3 hours or 4 hours, and who knows what they're doing now, you know. You guys might be on for 3 hours. You may do the overtime tonight, you know, depending on how big
your list is. No, sir, we're not going to do that. Nope, no overtime tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, no overtime tonight. I'm just saying.
No overtime tonight. Yeah, you see, and luckily for me, because the Lakers are on, you know, when I'm in, you know, and I'm at home in L.A. and the Lakers are on TV, I mean, I could watch all the Laker games because you got to have that special network to watch all the home games anyway. But they're on TNT, so anybody can watch them tonight. So I'm going to get right into it so that I don't take up much more of you guys' time. But, you know, it's always good to be about to get down, you know, so you never know. Anything could happen.
We'll go ahead and get on down, bro.
Check it out. Has my life become a number, or has it always been placed in a system I was never meant to be, the name slave? Does it hold future intentions? Can you tell me where are the flowers? I don't know the true number. So many ships filled with black gold, many destinations. This is not my home. I am not free. Who gave them permission to play God? Was it their religion? Was it something they gave them rights in a book they didn't write to rule over my life? What more do you want from me? And now, some complicated passions. I am an advocate of words, an elemental so dope, I threw it down on the Get Down. You see, she was a love poem. And now she's that motion picture I want to star in. Not just acting, I wanted that dark man blues thing, loving a queen. I wanted to hero myself in, taking chances, loving her like she wants to be. So I told her, take this like you own me. No doubt I'm about this life, two souls becoming one. If it's you setting the scale for me, asking when my love's in need, speaking R.I.P. to the love I used to be. Addicted to. Yes, I found myself addicted. I had to drop digits. My wanting to hear sexy, damn, I wanted to taste it. Like a drug, it had me. It was like confirmation, and in another moment, I had to have it. To making those pillows scream once again, to have her taking me deep like my dream, it's got me addicted. It's been a while since I've tasted beautiful, arousing earth tones. She be black coffee in my mornings. Her essence flows through me. I tell her she's that preview to my pain. We love hard. Have you ever felt black rain? I could never let her go. She tells me the same when she says, I'm your fiend, dark man. She's off the chain. Call me the Mackin game. I'm just hungry for her love. I show her I am complicated passion, the voice behind this pen. Thank you.
Yes, sir, my brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whew. Fuck me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I love this piece, man. Thank you for bringing it to the Get Down tonight, man. You know, we enjoy when you come through here and spit, man. And this piece, man, it just demonstrates your artistry, man. So thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me, sir. And, go ahead.
No, I'm saying I'm truly a hardcore fan of your material. And, Van beat me to the punch and wanted to say thank you for bringing it. But I also wanted to say, man, don't be keeping us waiting for some of these dope pieces. Your pen drips fire. Bruh, oh, my God. Please don't keep us waiting so long. I know you're busy. I know you're busy. But I'm just saying, brother, if time permits, please bless us some more. You're a bad boy with that pen and pen.
I'm going to tell you, it's going to be hard when the NBA playoffs start because on Thursday nights they be playing games like tonight.
Oh.
And I just said that when I saw the invitation on Facebook, I said, I'm going to go by. I haven't been there in a while. But normally on basketball nights, I don't even do anything. I don't even answer my phone. So it's like they can call me back.
I'm a New York Knicks fan. And even though we in the dungeon, I respect that. I respect you. Get no argument from me. Hopefully, we can hear from you during baseball season.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yep, it's definitely because I don't watch baseball until the championship series anyway. You know, so we're doing basketball, and if it's a Thursday night game on TNT, I'm watching it, you know. Friday is ESPN, and, of course, if everybody knows that if you watch basketball, you're watching it on those days, there's going to be some good games coming on, and I sit here. I don't even write poetry when I'm watching, playing, when I'm doing basketball on TV. So it's just one of those things. As always, this is one of the longest-running shows that I would even come to. This network, Epiphany Radio, is still on, so, you know, I'm proud of that. Of course, like I said, this was another day. Every day is Black History, so folks, don't get it twisted. You can hear Black History 24/7 every day, 365 days. Don't just wait till they tell you that you can celebrate it, because they don't even want us to know our history. So we got to speak it every day, and that's what I do. You can check out my books, Dark Man Blues, the series. It speaks of everything of the past, the present, and the future intentions of where we should be. And that's why I call it Dark Man Blues. And don't let them tell you that you're black, because we've been many names, and that's one of the names that they gave us. We didn't give ourselves that name. They gave us that name. So I don't say, when I fill out something, it says, what nationality? I say other, because I ain't telling them I'm black, African American, because I'm not any of those. But, you know, that's just me running off, you know. But you can read that in
Is it okay if I post your book in the event page, brother?
Oh, please do. If you see it on Amazon, it's on Amazon. Oh, people, you can even Google me if you like and see where I've been and see the things I've done. I've done a lot, and of course, I have a publishing company as well. So, you know, I extend myself out to help folks do their thing, point them in the right direction. If you're writing a book and tell you how to market it and get it going and get people to buy your books. You know, people all over the country buy my books, which is a good thing. In fact, they buy my books in Belgium, too, and India. One can just drop in names, and Australia, and Japan. So
You know, don't just be a local bookseller. Get people interested in your work. Speak your truth and share it out there for the world to hear.
Come on now.
Yeah, so nice. I'm going to continue to do my thing. And like I said, this is one of my favorite shows on Blog Talk. I was, to even go back even further, this is the only network I tune into, Epiphany Radio, all right, on Blog Talk Radio.
My man. Thank you.
Yeah. But thank you, sir. Continue to do your thing. I'm going to listen in, so my line will still be there. I'm going to press 1 and take myself out of the queue, but I'm going to still be listening. You'll still see my number there. I'll still be listening to the show while I'm watching the game.
My dude. Appreciate you, King.
All right, then, sir. Thank you for having me. Peace.
Thank you. Peace, King. Van Meadows. Yo, Van.
Yo, I was talking the whole time, not realizing I was on mute.
I knew you was on mute.
Oh, man.
That's just
complicated passions, my brother. Thank you so much, man. One love, one mic. I appreciate you, bro. Hey, man, we in for a treat.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
And I hadn't heard this brother spit on the mic in a minute, actually. He happens to
be
the CEO of DSR. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Kane Spade, a.k.a. Rakim. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, what's going on with you, boy?
Kane Spade.
Hey, Rob.
What's good with you, Kane?
I'm good. I'm all right, man. You know, glad I was able to catch y'all, you know, hearing all this. Old voices, Samuel Rain, you know, over here, and who else is out here? I heard Kingpin. You shout out to Kingpin for his what he doing over there, man, getting his poetry in that movie, man. That's an accomplishment right there.
Yes, sir, it is. Yes,
that's
it is.
Huge. Absolutely huge.
Yeah.
Hey, how
are
you doing, big
world too?
Yeah,
good,
she came
man.
In here
while
I'm trying to taste his soul.
Right.
Yeah, I heard that, man. She had you giving up your social, man. I mean, I wouldn't do that on social media.
You heard it, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, man. You know, but next thing you know, you'd be giving up your IP address.
That's the number that you give them in the club. And then until they look at it and be like, oh, he really broke.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
But
yeah,
Kane,
it's
good to hear from you, man.
Good to hear
you know,
from you.
Bro. Hey, dig it. Tonight is the last Thursday of the month. And on the last Thursday, it's an open mic night, brother. So me and Van, we gonna slide out the way in all of your greatness. And for everybody who doesn't know, please allow me to introduce to some and present to others as he begins to get on down, our brother, Kane Spade.
All right. Appreciate that, man, all the accolades. And I'm gonna give y'all this piece called What If? What if you, living in modern times, you, as an African-American, got lost in time, a time where you have no rights, no claim. As a human being bound in chains, your freedom taken away. You're on your way finding out what it means to be a slave, treated as property, as an object, as an animal to do a master's bidding, being told to shit yourself, piss yourself, beat yourself for others' amusement, seeing horror as families are separated, tortured, raped, will, being broken, dead bodies becoming your company as you sleep, your modern mind thinking you have to be asleep, living a nightmare, yet you blink. You are still here. Dawn comes. You awake wounded and outcome of sleeping with chains on. You scream. You speak as if educated. A big mistake. As ignorance beckons, a question. Boy, girl, can you read? You reply with pride, yes, you damn right. They beat you. Like you never felt before. Whips, fists, bats, knives, you thinking, what did I do to deserve this? Hopefully you are still alive. People say, know your history. Yet do they really do the research? Think before you preach to me. A reminder of Black history. And that's always from DSR all damn day.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
Never
yes,
stop
sir.
Mm. Never stop teaching. Letting them know where we come from and letting them know what we've been through. This is a salute piece to you, King. I enjoyed that. Van Meadows, I'm sorry for skipping you, but sorry about that.
Nah, you're good, bro. You're good. DJ King Spade, a.k.a. Rakim. I appreciate you, bro. So good to hear you on the mic, and thank you for reminding us about Black history through this piece. I appreciate it, man. I love what you did with it. Dope, dope ink, bro.
Hey, man, appreciate the feedback as always, man, on the Get Down. You know, I don't dance no more, man. I'm getting old, you know, feet hurting.
Oh, come on, man. You expect us to believe that?
Hey, man, I'm hopping on the bike. And I'm going to just ride the bike to the back.
Come on now.
Hey, man, you want to let everybody know what's going on with DSR, man? Let everybody know, man.
Hey, right now we on hiatus. We chilling.
Okay.
You know, but shout out to Epiphany Radio, all poetry networks for keeping poetry alive, man. You know, and I mean, what's that over there? It's all popular. Yeah, the Clubhouse, man. They be doing all kind of things.
Oh yeah, yeah,
over there.
Yeah. Clubhouse be popping, man. Small House of Poetry, Jess J and his crew. You got the Honey Drippers with Mojave and the crew.
Oh, definitely, man. Shout out to all Poetry Network, still inspiring people to never stop writing.
Indeed, bro.
That part
indeed.
Right there.
All right, my brother. Bro, the dance floor is out there waiting on you. You might want to, you know, do a two-step or something.
I got you. I'm a two-step, and I'm a lift to the back. So, yeah, right. I'm a appreciate
well,
y'all.
Well, appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother, King Spade, DSR's own CEO.
My man right there.
Coming through, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down. With your host, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you have not done so, and you desire to get down on this end-of-the-month open mic, hey, listen, press 1. Wise Son, how you feel about that first hour, bro?
Come on, man. Come on, I dug it so much, I'm surprised the first hour's already gone. We have truly been missed, and these poets came to bring it. But again, salute to Anthony Arnold, and salute to Samuel Rain. I posted his book in the event page, so hopefully, ladies and gentlemen, like Van, I always say, support the poets. If it's within the length of your goodness of your heart, show that brother some love. Because when Van posts his, we're expecting that, and hopefully somebody, at least one person, buys mine when the time is right. So please,
absolutely,
let's support each other, and let's keep this beautiful energy going. Back to you, Van.
All right, absolutely. Next up, we're going to bring in, this is our good brother, Brother O, on the mic. What's good with you, Brother O?
Hey, what's good, Van? How you guys been?
Been pretty good, bro. How about yourself?
It's been great.
I'm good, J-Rock. How you feeling?
I ain't arguing with nobody, man, because ain't nobody listening, man. But I got you here on the Get Down. All is well in the world.
Yeah, it's all is well, man. I had a couple months hiatus since I had the heart transplant on December 3rd of last year. So after that, I took a couple months hiatus. Now I'm back from the radio.
As long as you're back and you're healthy and getting stronger, bro, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, guys,
for
having this platform. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Brother O, to be very honest, this platform means nothing without poets like yourself and the previous poets coming through and blessing us. Because me and Van can talk to each other for more than 2 hours. But if you don't come through, brother, this is just conversation.
Yeah.
If Anthony Arnold, if these other poets, bro, without y'all, this ain't a good show, brother. So me and Van are the lucky ones. So thank you for not thinking it'd be robbery to come by and bless the Get Down. Thank you.
No problem.
My man.
In the spirit of what I went through nearly 3 months ago, this poem is called "The 3rd of December is a date that I always remember." It was the 3rd of December, a day that I'll always remember. Yes, I will, because that was the day I received my life-changing heart transplant after waiting in the hospital for 183 days. After enduring close to 300 offers being rejected, for a minute my hopes and dreams to be out of the hospital by Christmas appeared to be out of reach. And my faith began to waver, and the long wait was beginning to wear me down mentally. Then I received the word that my team of cardiologists found it hard for me. When the surgeon assigned to my case and my heart transplant coordinator at the time came into my room to give me my weekly updates on recent offers for donor hearts on December 2nd, 2022, I was anticipating another rejection report and preparing to sign the updated consent forms for my upcoming heart transplant surgery. Then they told me the life-changing news that I was eagerly waiting for 383 days. Mr. Gatlin, we find a new heart. My initial response was, is this for real? Because my mind needed time to process the life-changing news I just received. After the news was confirmed, I had a very big smile on my face, and the first thing I said was, thank you, God, for answering my prayer. And I called my parents to get in the news and posted the official announcement to all of my friends, fellow poets, and classmates on Facebook Live. It was an exhilarating feeling that I experienced that day. Even to this day, I can't find the words to express how I felt when I got the news, brothers and sisters. Brother, you are a true soldier, waiting over a year for a heart transplant. How did you endure the waiting period without losing your faith? How did you keep your mind occupied while waiting for your new heart? How did you maintain your focus while you grieved the death of your girlfriend 9 weeks after you arrived in the hospital? How did you deal with being away from your family and friends for over a year? How did your raw determination to go the distance to accomplish your mission, receive your new heart, motivate you to improve your quality of life overall? My answer to these questions is very simple, my dear brothers and sisters. You have to always trust in God's time and maintain your faith no matter what, and hold on to his promises that he will answer your prayers in his timing. He may not come when you want him to, but trust and believe in my brothers and sisters. He's always on time. My dear brothers and sisters, on the 3rd of December 2022, you see, my new heart was arguably the best Christmas present I've ever gotten in my life. And my new heart is the right one for me because it was most definitely worth waiting for 383 days in the hospital to get it. And today, brothers and sisters, nearly 3 months after my transplant, I have a second chance to improve the quality of my life and experience a new lease on life again. That's at peace.
Amen. This is a powerful testimony, bro. And I'm glad you decided to share it with us here on the Get Down, man. I'm so elated and happy for you at the same time, and that God would spare you and honor you in such a way to give you a new lease on life, brother. So congratulations to you. Dope Inc.
Hey, brother, boy, I appreciate it.
Brother, having you here in the flesh to be able to give us this peace is a blessing unto itself. God is not through with you. And your new heart has become one with you. And because both of those happen to be what they are, you're still here.
Yeah.
Because God's not through with you. So thank you for delivering this peace in the method in which you delivered it to us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Now I'm going to ask you to take your new self out to the dance floor and celebrate, bro. Can you handle that for us?
I can. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Brother O, on his way to the Get Down dance floor. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Man.
My man.
Man. Whew, what a testimony. Hey, man. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to keep this party going, man. You ready to keep this party going? You ready?
Bring them out. Bring them out.
Next up, we don't have a bishop. We don't have a knight. Man, we ain't even got a rook. But instead, we got us a sir. Sir Lawrence, welcome to the Get Down, my brother. How you feeling?
Better than ever, man. Greetings to you both.
Glad to
Peace,
hear you,
Peace, King. It's good to hear from you.
Absolute, absolute, man. And y'all went ahead and set the bar, you know, love is in the air or sensuality or the feeling of, like you said earlier, the women don't talk to us, don't recite for us like we recite for them. What's up with that?
Man, I don't know, bro, but if a woman talks to me,
I don't know.
Something...
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Man, we be opening it up that... They're serving the blue can, okay?
Yes,
they don't even come to the table. They don't even come to the table.
Nah.
See?
I'm just saying, man. Maybe we need to switch over the scenes. What you think?
Maybe, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Something to think about.
I'm serious, though.
Something to think about. But, sir.
Indeed.
Vince, is it my turn or your turn?
It's your turn, bro. You good?
Okay. Sir Lawrence, my big brother.
Yes, sir.
Tonight's the last Thursday of the Get Down, brother. Of the Thursday of the month. I'm sorry. Not ever, because me and Vince want to do this until the wheels fall off. But tonight's the last Thursday of February, brother. It's open mic night. Would you please bless the mic and get on down?
The silent down of silence can be felt more than heard. The silence when the conductor taps his baton just before the orchestra starts to play. The sound on the strings of the harp before the hands pull the melody. Its energy vibrating like the strum of string on Cupid's bow as the arrow moves swiftly, silently to everyone but us. traveling too fast to move out of the way. We felt it like thunder caught up with lightning. We heard the sounds of snow falling and grass growing. Our eyes meet. The energy increased. We started vibrating within a higher frequency, causing everything to move in slow motion. As our third eye opened, we saw all of each other at once. Then passing through the outer shell, our souls interconnected in ways that only silence could hear. Not the sounds from memory, but that euphoric zone. As the vibration continues, only between us, Sir Lawrence.
Why, son?
I like that. I like a dick. Ooh, man. See, I dig this. The playback is going to be so crazy. I wish I could do like C-34 and take some of the stuff that I'm hearing tonight and put some jazz behind it, because when CERN is giving it to us, I'm hearing jazz just like I did with Anthony Arnold. And, man, this is just such a dope rhythm to the way you deliver this piece and the way you deliver pieces, period, brother, that I'm just a fan of. Wish I had that time to be able to do that to you, bro, because your poetry deserves some really dope jazz behind it, a floor bass. And a nice trumpet just strumming somewhere in the back of the club, and you just on that stage giving us what you just gave us. Outstanding.
Dig that, man. Dig that. But it's in the works, trust me.
My man, Van Meadows.
Hey, man. Shalon started coming here and start some stuff, man. You know, with his little smooth baritone bass. Hey, man, let me just give you a little bit of this here poetry. Just a little bit of what I'm capable of. Let me go ahead and let me slide this. Let me dive into your elemental and frontal lobe. Maybe let me just say a little bit of words to make you feel good. But we won't slow it down. Just slow it down. Wait a minute. Let me go back over these lines and make sure that you heard and understood what I said. But I'm going to say it a little slower. Hey. Dope, my brother.
Right on, man.
Hey, man, fire it. Hey,
that was dope, man.
Hey, man, that's how he came at it, man. He, you know, he grabbed that mic and lights went down and he just went on in. That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Blue lights in the basement?
That part, yes, sir.
That part. Fire, man, fire. Hey, man, we're going to get you over. We appreciate you, man. We appreciate you. We will get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show, man. Hey, man, they vibing over there, man. Hey, man, you got to get in where you fit in over there.
That's all. I'm going to just two-step my way over to the side.
My man. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor, Sir Lawrence, one love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Man, he came here so smooth.
Woo! Telling you. Yeah. That's that poetry that they hear in the background, the guy says, where's your trumpet? You're like, right here. Get the plate. We ain't gonna say, just play it.
Right. Hey, man, we ready to keep this party going, man. We ready?
Yes, please, and thank you.
Next up on the mic, we got our favorite Canadian. Lady A is in the building. Welcome to the Get Down.
Hello.
Lady A.
Hi, it's nice to hear you back. I have to agree with Danielle. I was really lost. I thought that the Epiphany radio system fell apart or something because nobody was around. So I'm very happy that you're back.
You don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
It is good to hear from you.
Absolutely. So how you doing?
Well, I got
okay?
something spicy tonight.
Oh, did she just say spicy? J-Rob, you hear that?
Yeah.
Did she just say
spicy? I wrote
it
about 5 days ago.
She's
very spicy. And it's called foreplay.
What did
she
say? She said foreplay. Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to get out of the way. Lady A, go ahead and get on down.
All right. Foreplay. Likening to pregame Super Bowl warm-ups, maximize performance. Timeline average 15 to 30 minutes pregame. Working cardio, stretches, and robust moves. Zero to fuck me just doesn't cut it. Warm me up for the goal. Desire is seen in your eyes. They devour me, set me on fire. Sanguinous lust flows, sex tide rushes, awakens silken folds, ample breasts, nipples erect, with touches, suckling tongue and lips, wet, slippery, aching kitty, purrs when teased into submission. Whisper words beautifully curved to my silhouette, make me sweat. While write poetry on my skin, together we sin as verses hypnotically dance. Candlelit room, Smokey and Sam sing seductive tunes like rivers meander, currents grow stronger. Not yet. Let's play longer. Let me straddle your hips. Let me tease while you drip. Your member, just the head in that spot, wet and so hot, an appetizer, a precursor for what comes next. My tongue licks from base to the tip. My hand slips, lingers, and grips. Watch closely now. Sit back and learn how I pleasure myself when alone. Let me observe you pull and pump firm, my arousal barely controlled. Kiss me, my love, like I'm the only one you love. My thighs open wide, you enter inside, you slide wildly and ride. Two lovers collide, crescendos of cries, open flood tides. Explode, gush, hips softly thrust. Love fills the air as we bask in the hush. And peace.
Whoo!
Well,
check,
damn.
Please.
Well, damn. Well, damn. Vinny! Vinny, bring some water! Vinny, get you the big glass! Thank you!
I'm good.
Whoo, man. Yeah, water, please. Low sibo play. Low sibo play. Thank you. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. Low sibo play. Merci beaucoup. Yeah, this was very steamy. Yeah, very steamy. This was really good. You said you wrote this when?
About 5 days ago.
5 days ago. I'm going to sound like J-Rob for just a second. What kind of headspace were you in when you wrote this?
Well,
wow, really, man? That's what
I mean, because we talked about watch me while I pleasure myself, the areolas.
I can't answer Jimmy questions. Wow.
Excuse me, J-Rob.
Actually,
you had
this
your
was
moment.
For a show that I'm just trying to think who had the show. I think it was King and La Perla Negra on last week, maybe. What's today, anyways? I don't even know what today is. Thursday. It was one day last week, anyway. So it was the 15th of February, whatever day that was. And the topic was foreplay.
Wow.
Mm. Mm.
Wow.
Mm. Oh, I just had that. I had a little something to offer, so I wrote that.
Okay. Why, son, what do you have to add?
I'm not going to ask what headspace was she in. It's a beautiful piece of erotica. It's a beautiful piece of erotica.
Thank you very much.
And I thank you for bringing it to the get down.
You're welcome. Now, before I go, I have a message for you guys, and it's from Bella. She's listening, and she's been out of commission for a little while, and she sends you her love.
Oh, hey, Bella. We
Please.
Love you more.
Hey, Bella. We miss
you. She doesn't
you.
Have much of a voice, but she is listening, and she wanted to send you hugs and love. So.
Excellent.
Hey, Bella.
Thank you for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Lady A, we're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor. Thank you for heating up the Get Down tonight.
Well, I'll be waiting over there, okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
One love, one mic.
One love.
Uh-huh. Oh, naughty self. Mm-hmm.
All right. We're gonna keep this party going. Next up, y'all, we got a C-34 music, y'all. Welcome to the Get Down, bro. How you feeling?
I'm feeling quite well. How are you guys feeling?
Pretty good.
I'm feeling quite well also, sir. Thank you so much for asking.
Oh, yeah.
Good to hear from you, big brother.
Good to hear from you. Thank you for the letting me know that wasn't a typo.
Absolutely.
Excellent, brother. Thank you for reaching out. Thank you for reaching out, seriously.
Yeah.
February's
real.
Been a kind
I mean,
of a
I'm
hard month, man. So
yeah,
I appreciate
I'm
you.
I don't know
really,
what I do.
Without question. Truly, thank you, bro. Truly. So thank you for that, bro.
So what we got going on?
It's the end of the month open mic segment, bro. Whatever you got is what you got. We want to know what you got.
Hmm. Well, I got something.
Well,
I don't know how
people
going to take it. But,
we getting out the way.
Something.
It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter. Because you getting on down.
All right. I got my Malcolm X reading glasses on, and this piece is called Blackout. God never called me black. What I just said pissed off some of you in the audience. But who told me I was part of a social construct? You, Lieutenant Weinberg, you're about to have the luxury of knowing what I know. The only thing black and white is the letters on this background you're reading at this moment. What I'm saying with a still, small voice, without escalation of my emotions through my vocal cords is this. I'm love in your midst. I'm a man in your presence. You did not create me, and you weren't even the chosen vessels. I absolutely have no desire to fit into your categorical description and post-game analysis so I can be rendered a statistic. I'm spirit wrapped in this meat suit that's only a rental as your butts are clenching to this message. I'm the pure essence of hip-hop, the I Have a Dream speech remixed to wake you up. I'll go Teddy Pendergrass on you right now. Turn off the lights. Can you see me in your darkness? But you hear my character, which you want to assassinate instead of witness the execution in these bars. I stand behind justice of my Lord and Savior Jesus, the Christ, which, by the way, you Nimrods and nincompoops know December 25th is not his birthday, yet you say that you follow him. Fakes celebrate like pagans through the pages of history. My story isn't written to be enslaved by your pride. This is a blackout in a white, dense fog, showing you having the visibility to see my race isn't for the swift I tailored it. Endure your criticism so I can finish it as a champion, more than a conqueror made by the great I am. Cutting off all your electricity like 1977 New York City, leaving you powerless to man-made labels you accepted. Who are you? your skin tone, or your intestinal fortitude. I see in living color a spectrum that makes me special, a temporary soul that's a citizen of heaven. Now, where in the hell are you? Are you tasting the rainbow like Bayard Rustin undercover in plain clothes? Being all up in the videos like Ben Crump for a paycheck, while Sharpton's pulling his best LL with a Kango, head looks like a shark's fin, I better stop here. Before I become labeled as a target, I'm not about to be hung and auctioned at the landmark called the Nashville Slave Market. I will not be proper within your propaganda trying to get popularity. I'd be that Debo-sized heat-seeking missile causing peak oil from my massive attack. And now, time to make you fade to black. In peace.
Okay, broski. Tell him how you really feel, son. Fade to
black.
Yeah. That's what, let them get mad, son. That's on them if they truly mad. But this was a dynamic piece, man. Why, son?
I dig the metaphors that he pulls out from real world song that we are all familiar with and makes them so relatable to the story that he's telling us poetically. So when they met, when they merged together, this comes out very, very, very good. Not a lot of poets can pull this kind of shit off. And I dig how C Double is able to make that part happen and make it connect. So when it does happen, this is dope. For me, I'm digging. Salute to you, King.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to get my Morpheus on, if you didn't mind.
Not at all. Not at all.
All right, C Double, my brother, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, my brother. Stick around and have yourself a dance or two. One love, one mic.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the worm.
All right, bro, get it in, get it in.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
Thank you, good brother.
My man, salute, kid.
Number 34 music on his way to the dance floor. Next up, we got Epiphany Zone, Mr. Tuesday Night, aka Iron Man Mojave, is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
What's happening, bro? What's going on?
Nothing, bro. How you feeling, man?
Mojave was happening, baby.
Oh, you wilding out, cousin. I'm good. What's going on?
Tonight's a good night, brother. It's good to hear from you, cousin. I'm glad I get a chance to introduce you. Tonight is the last night to get down for Black History Month, brother. But it's always a good night to hear your voice, regardless if it's poetry or if it's just to say hello or good day. But I just want to say thank you, brother. Thank you. It's good to hear from you. Been a minute since we heard you on the Get Down, and I'm glad to have you here. Isn't that right, Ben?
Indeed it is. Indeed it is.
I say good day.
Wow.
Good cousin. Good day, brother. See, even Van said good day. You got to say good day to Van.
Oh, man. That was tough, man. Let me see. What am I doing? I think I'm doing that. Hold on for a second. Gentlemen, as I make certain adjustments, of course. And let's try this out. Well, just for the record, this piece is a dedication to True Glory to Dave Yolakalia of De La Soul. I'm a big De La Soul fan. We'll just get into the piece. Hold on. Is that too loud?
No, you good.
All right. A 1-2. A 1-2. Ask me. Ask me how my mind got blowed under a daisy age Did the inner sound, y'all, have me 3 feet high and rising, spooning hippie hip-hop into my majestic minds? Plug tuning, plug one, pasta noose, broken kit, usual suspect, rock cocaine flow, adjectives flying loose. Plug two, Dave, a.k.a. True Gory the Dove, spreading preposition, mental imposition, few epithets. To see a microphone, to see love. Plug three, Baby Huey. Throw of joints, spin of jams, please, porridge in a pot and still got hands, Saturday. It's a Saturday. Complex. Most thought the buddy was sex. Inventors of the skit, cartoon, and writ lot of notes with Easter eggs, many others envy green eggs and ham. Tommy Boy cheated them out of their papes for years. Went underground to get royalty capes. No cash for streams, holding still dreams, and still settled recently. Legal gorillas making thrillers in Manila and courtrooms, the daisy boom, and who better to take a sample than Prince Paul? Yes, yes, y'all. Spooky sings at the break of dawn. Let Maceo blow the soul out of his horn. I watch me, myself, and I say no go, because I know that I can love you better. Jennifer, oh, Jenny, give me that magic number so I can be your buddy. Ring, 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 ha, ha, hey, hey. I'm keeping the faith. Stakes is high. And, ooh, let me run all through your city. You got that baby fat. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with Big Jaws. We're going to stay getting our collab on. And I can give you much more. I can remember how my mind got blowed. Clothes started not to match, wore Nike ACGs, twisted hair started to catch. It was dog eat dog and Millie pull a pistol on Santa Claus, the business held down by trying people what we do for love. So I jungled with some brothers. With my tribe, I did quest. We spoke native tongue and agreed that Jay Dilla was the best at making beats. Fly speak. Flaunting that new style of speak. Cleaned up my eardrum with a Q-tip and made the best of it. Rocked polka dots and club shoes instead of hammer pants and was being too legit to quit. It was special. I daylight my soul, strictly danced that with the day glow. Now I'm a native tongue scholar and I don't play with my day glow. Oh.
Nice, nice tribute, nice ink.
I like
this. I'm a De La Soul fan too, man. I'm a De La Soul fan too. This is nice, Mahali.
The only thing this, if he Van, I'd have broken the chains if he just started this piece off with the whole sitting by the dance floor, girly suited, I adore, and then go into this piece. But you did that thing.
That was actually a Jungle Brother who said that part. That was after
bro,
Baby Van.
You mean this here, bro? You mean that right there, bro? You mean that right there, bro?
That right there. Come on, man. Let that ride.
Yeah, I'm gonna let that ride. Javi.
Yeah.
Fire, bro.
This is cause of you, Javi. This song's cause of you.
Trooping it with the Jungle Patrol. This one is about the deal. The knockouts out there who I call my buddy. Wait a minute. We're gonna talk about buddy on this plate. But before we let the herd out the gate, make sure all the levels are straight out. The Jungle Patrol. From the brother. Eli Soul. Black Medallion. Go. Buddy. Then probably gave him a sweat, a cap, case the young girl like the clap. I initiate the buddy with a simple fun fight for the Tribe Called Quest. Hey bro, I can't let this play, bro. I'm about to go off. I can't let that play. No. Javi. Whew, man.
That's your fault, Javi. Thank you for that.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
That's all. They'll make you feel good in your soul.
Yes, sir.
And you know, man, what makes this so dope is that Hobbs got the perfect answer because he just laid back. He's like, hey, man, daylight just makes you feel groovy, man. That's how it is.
That part. That part.
I love it.
Fire, bro. Fire.
Absolutely.
Hey, bro, you want to let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany Radio Universe, man?
I believe I will be doing Fly Speak coming up Tuesday. I think that'll
that is
work
incorrect.
Out.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect.
What
remember, you're supposed to be off because there's another show that's going to be happening, remember, next week?
Oh, yeah. So I'll see you next Tuesday, the following Tuesday. I'll see you. Yeah. I'll take
one. Yeah. Y'all to get all of those details forthcoming into next week. There'll be another show that we'll be playing next week. It won't be my hobby, but there'll be another show happening next week. So we won't let the cat out the bag too soon. But you'll catch my hobby the following week. Is it going to be Fly Speak Hobby?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the point.
Now everybody want to know. Well, you're not going to know just yet. You're going to have to wait. Okay. All right, brother. Do you want to let everybody know what you got going on this weekend, though? Come on, man. Promote.
This is super, super fantastic. If you happen to be in the greater Atlanta area, the Honey Trippers will be visiting Artistry Live Decatur on Saturday. We'll be over there doing some beautifully dope poetry, hosted by Jason Mall, music by yours truly, a.k.a. King Drip. We will be in there throwing some verbs and verses around to get you all in your groove in a beautifully dope way. Make sure you check us out. Tickets on Eventbrite. And if you know me personally, you have to be in the area, holler at me. I might have a code or something. And there you have it.
Appreciate you, good brother. Hey, man, get on out there on that dance floor, man. Let everybody know what King Drip is able to do out there. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Epiphany Zone, Mojave, not this Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. Please check them out here on Epiphany Radio. Next up, Epiphany Zone, one half host of the Just J Gina Show, Gina Storm. Hey, Gina. Welcome to the Get Down. Gina Storm, are you mutating? Are you muted? Are you muted? Muted.
Gina.
Hello.
Yo, Gina.
Gina Storm, muted.
Hello.
Muted. Muted. Muted.
Hello. She's asleep,
man. All right. We will come back to her. We'll go to the other half of the Just J Gina Storm Show. Just J is in the building. What's happening, Just J?
Oh, I ain't ready. Y'all going to have to come back to me.
How you not ready?
How you not going to be ready? You've been listening
ready.
To all night, bro. You been here all night?
I ain't even
here.
It's my goat.
You've been here since yesterday. How you not ready?
Right.
I ain't even here. This my goat.
Is anyone looking at the time? Because we ain't going to be here.
They're not paying attention to the time. So at 12 o'clock, I'm shutting it down. If you ain't gone, you ain't going to go. I'm just saying.
12 o'clock? Oh, I got another hour and a half there. Easy.
No. 12 o'clock our time, not your time, bro. You got 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. That's different. I ain't got no time there.
So you need us to come back to you, bro? We'll come back to you.
No. I'm good now. I'm just giving y'all a hard time because my partner been ahead and dipped on y'all.
Man, she's still here. I don't know where she at. She mutating. You know how she do.
I know. She get into the mutagen ooze. And then there you go. Dun, 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 dun.
Just say.
Yes,
go ahead,
sir.
Get out there on that dance floor and get on down, bro.
All right, I'm gonna do the what's the name? The robot on the way on out there.
Bro, I know I sent you to the dance floor, man. Just get on down first before you go out there, bro. Come on.
All right.
Do your piece, bro.
I'm trying to get this right, man.
I confused him. Dan confused him, J-Rod. Go ahead, Jesse. All
right, you just left and I was trying to go right. Oh, man. I just had that, man. Hold on. Don't y'all go nowhere. All right. I'm sorry, y'all. I apologize. All right, here it is. The cool, tempestuous winds have swept the last weeks, only remembered in rumors, memories of cooler times forgotten, as the arid wind gales. The campfire has been lit, and the aroma is sweet as the steam rolls down our asphalted street. Ladies and gentlemen, I present Exhibit A, the heat that allows the elites to eat, dine, and sip wine as they wax and wane and whine of their own import. Apparently two glasses too many. As they gloat over taming officials and courts, so on and so forth. Bribes are a poison delivered into the arms of the people. It's the toxins in the little fatty bits of highly priced tissue, because in the fat is where the lie lies. So tender and exquisite, buried in the jelly. Until a utensil unsheathed and cleaved, revealing the soft suppleness of this flesh. And its consumption has ghoulish side effects. You have maimed and murdered life, and now all your dreams are within your grasp, the lion. Choose from the weak and the elderly, and do what comes naturally, and fill your coffers to capacity. Callous your eyes to the ghoulish spread, because these are not people. These are but numbers and algorithms that you will never meet. It's no crime as long as you do it with a punchline. And don't let your disgust for your lust ever show. No. Even if your stomach retches and convulses, hide it. Suppress it. Because your diet should be hard to swallow. Bones in the pot rub smooth on their edges. Gory, disembodied faces staring through you. Small hands stirred into the casserole of enlightenment. You burn the land and boil the seas to scorch to produce this stew. But the stew is bad. And I sit here at this table staring deep into this hearty bowl of why feed me your crime? A backbone, a spine, my spoon fine, it all offends. But this is the recipe of men who think that they are the one true God. Oh.
Why, son?
Interesting. Really interesting piece.
Thank you.
If you weren't so pressed for time, I'd have a couple of questions for you. But this is an interesting piece. I enjoyed it.
I'll catch up with you guys then because I wasted a lot of time on the wind-up to it.
It's all right, King. It's an interesting piece. Van Middles, what say you?
I agree. It's definitely an interesting piece. I enjoyed it, though. Just the dexterity of the depth and the dexterity of where he went in this piece. It's an emotional trip, too. This is a dope piece, bro. Dope piece.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Show me to the dance floor. I'm ready to go ahead and get on down. Appreciate y'all.
My man, that's what I'm talking about. That's what, man. He
the man
he
that can show that himself the door.
Hey, no, bro. Before you get out there, man, you want to let everybody know what you got going on here in Epiphany, bro?
This Saturday, me and Gina are going to be doing our thing at the Just Jay and Gina show. We are going to be introducing a couple more elements into there. Like we said, we're going to keep the ball moving. We appreciate y'all. I'm about to move this way, so hopefully my partner ready.
All right. One love, one mic, bro.
Y'all be easy, brothers.
Man, let's see if Jenna Storm is still mutating. Jenna Storm, are you still mutating?
Sorry, I'm mutating. Yeah, actually, I heard you when you said it, but I couldn't get to my phone in time. But I love Jess J for looking out for me and for you to understand that that's how I'm set up. I am here. It is Thursday night, and I came to get down.
Well, look, don't let us hold you up. Go ahead and get on down.
I love it here. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. Okay, okay. So hold on one second. Let me pause my TV. Because, look, it's Black History Month, and I'm so black. I was watching Jump at the Broom with Loretta Devine and Paula Patton. And I was like, that's one of my favorite movies in all the history of movies. So I'm just got to go back to my phone and get my poetry on. I'm sorry, y'all. My phone turned itself off. It don't care nothing about me, my life, or the fact that I'm here at Epiphany. But like Jess J said, we're everywhere that poetry can be found. And every other Saturday night, you can find me, Jenna Storm, alongside my partner in rhyme and crime, Jess J, here at Epiphany on Saturday nights doing the show. And this is the month of February. This is the last get down for the month, yeah? No, this is the last one. I don't want to say that it
yeah.
is, but it's not. I thought
yes.
so.
Yes.
Right, absolutely. So what I'm going to do is, let me pull it up, because I want to read something. I'm not going to freestyle, so I got to find my piece. My piece is called I Want to Be, and I'm going to share with y'all tonight. Because all I want to be is black during Black History Month. So here we go. I want to be the sound made when you clap two rocks together. I want to be the suit from smoke signals that you send up. I want to be the drum that you beat in celebration and for protection. I want to kneel before you as I wash your feet, because that's what love means to me. I have to do things, love acts of service, in order for me to feel like my love has been expected and heard. So the reason that I'm here tonight is to show you that I would like to give love to you. Because I've given love to the undeserving. And now I'm softly humming, because you will be the one to scratch my scalp and wash my hair. You speak love languages that I've never heard before. You give so much, insisting that I receive more. You are mi te amor amor. I want to sing as you run from oppression to freedom, using the cornbread treats made by me to hush their bloodhound puppies. I want to not ride the bus, but rather I will walk than to sit in the back. And you will rub my fallen arches, kiss my forehead and hands. I want to be your wife and your good thing. Since you're my superhero and my last king, I want to be the recipient of your due to my work. The sheet paper on which your pen prints music. I want to be the upbeat to your downbeat. I want to be your ally, because we should never compete. You are the jazz, the funk, and the rhythm. I want to be how you end the blues. I want to feel holy in your presence due to the way that you love me. I want to hear a choir of angels singing gospel. I want to rock while you roll, while you pour over Jay and know the dealer. Be the perfect rhyme over your dope beat. I want to be hip-hop because you and me can't stand mumble rap. You're Neo and I'm Soul. Black Music Month is celebrated in the United States in June, but I'm Black History 365, and this poetry was inspired by the possibility of a music lover who will be my last love. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. Bless me.
I love this piece, Gina.
Yes.
I love the musicality of it. I love the words, the wordplay, just the symbolism of it. Dynamic Ink. Wyatt Son.
This is not something that I'm used to. I'm really, really, really up with it. And I'm like, this is a really good piece. This is a really, really good piece. Because normally you're freestyle, so I'm not accustomed to you, you know, giving it up like this, and I'm glad you gave this to us today.
I want to thank you, Van Meadows, because Van Poetic, you've been my brother in rhyme for so long. I always look to you. Like sometimes I would have a piece and I run it by you before I would spit it on the mic. And J. Rob, the Wise Son, I want to thank you for telling me that you weren't ready because you shouldn't have been prepared for this because this is something that I do normally. I wrote this piece intentionally for Black History Month due to my love of music and my love of being a black person in the United States of America. Black love needs to be celebrated 365, just like black music. And I come here on Thursday nights to get down, and I'm so happy and blessed and thankful that y'all are here so that I can have this experience. So with that being said, I'm going to go and get down in the lounge with my partner in rhyme, Just Jay. I came here because it's Thursday night, so happy Thursday, y'all, and I came to get down. One love, one mic.
One love and one mic,
beloved.
Man. Ladies and gentlemen, Gina Storm on her way to the Get Down dance floor. We're going to keep this party going. Next up, J-Rod, the Wise Son. We got our brother Jay Walker's in the building. What's good with you, bro?
What's good, gentlemen?
What's up, big bro?
Man, just life. Life and more life.
I can dig it.
How y'all brothers
doing? I could definitely
dig
that.
How y'all brothers doing?
Hey, after not being here for 2 weeks, man, I am so happy to be back, and I'm humbled that you have blessed us with your presence.
Hey, man,
I mean, I don't know if that was
Vamp. Absolutely, my brother. No, man, you got it. You got it.
Hey man, let's make it do what it do then. It's all love.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. I can't wait to hear it, man.
Since it's all love, let's get into it, brother. Hey, Jay, let's just cut to the chase. It's the last Thursday of the month, brother. Black History Month is coming to a close on the Get Down. If you don't mind, please take charge of the mic and get on down.
Let's do it. God. To burn this candle of love, this love that I never went looking for, but a love I merely waited on. You, love, the one that searched a lifetime to find my home. Love that I speak of has been damaged by seasoned storms of the past. A home that was really holding on. And just when I thought that I couldn't take no more, There was a knock on the door. Who's there? I. Then you reply, my love is me. Love. Only to find, once I finally opened the door, it was you standing there. Love. Not only to love me endlessly, but to be madly in love with me. With me holding me and protecting me. Me. Me through my insecurities. Loving me when my thoughts gets the best of me. The dream chaser. Dream with me. Hand in my hand. Running through this fairy tale of love. Chasing these dreams with me. When I look at you, all I see is love. So, tell your daddy I said thank you for choosing your mother as a woman you love. For you were made from love. They made love. From the moment I first laid eyes on you, it was love. Not only love, I'm in love with you. I only want to tell you, I want to show you my love, shower you with love, bow down to the queen that I love. Can you feel all my love when I fill you with love? Explode inside of you this love, little bundle of love. Colin, only love. See, love comes from love, and our little us will be love. So one day when they find love, they'll recognize real love from love. From the love they were shown. So I look forward to the day someone thanks me and their mother as a woman I love. That's that piece.
Well, dang. AJ, he came in here, he ending the show the way we started it. All this love. I mean, love, love, love.
Hey, man, it's all love. All love. Ah. What y'all got?
Why, son, you muted?
My bad. I couldn't let you hear what was happening in the background because someone's knocking on my door. But the fact of the matter is, I just wanted to say this piece was outstanding. And yeah, man, he ended it the way we started, with that whole love theme. But he took it to another level, being in love with everything that love encompasses, all the way to the point where somebody says, I want to thank you for being in love with ... her.
Right. Right.
Absolutely outstanding.
Hey, man, you know, it's Black History Month. Ain't nothing more beautiful than black love, Valentine's Day, love. Hey, so it's all love.
Come on now. That's what I'm talking about. It's all love.
Absolutely.
Like I said, it's all good and it's all good. It's all right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, I've been in a space, man. I ain't even, I think the other day, man, was my first time I picked up a pen in weeks. So, you know, it felt good even to jot those words down. I mean, this piece was written probably a couple of months ago in the past, and actually this is the first time I've actually read it out loud since I've written it. So it came out a little rough, so I didn't even – I've never – a lot of times when I write something, I never go back and read it until I get here. So this is the first time these words have ever been uttered.
So, thank you for bringing it here.
Hey, man, thank you for opening the door. You know, you could have left the door locked.
Right.
Yeah,
know,
man,
I
would poke
me
in the eye if I tried it.
That's my brother, you know. I mean, you tried it. You just know the consequences. So it happened.
Absolutely. Well, good brother, we're going to get you on over to the dance floor, man. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show. We got two more callers. One love, one
mic. Sir. Y'all be easy. One love, one mic.
Peace, King.
See you.
Man. All right, next up, Radio Code 334. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic? Radio Code 334. Who do we have on the mic? All right, we'll move to the next one. Next up, Epiphany Zone.
Yeah, you ain't got to introduce me, motherfucker. I'm here.
Right.
Yeah.
He don't follow
instructions. Yeah.
What do you want, Dave?
Yeah, you know, I just seen you say, we about to end the show. I said, let me push one real fast since I'm already in here. I can't do it like that. I got to go in and fuck with him.
Dave ain't sick. Dave was like, yeah, right now.
Yeah, it's right there. Winning overtime. Just
like,
I'm going to get in there and fuck with him.
That part.
Like,
that part.
Right now.
Right. I know I got to call and be out from hell, man. How y'all doing? Everybody living good? Everybody eating and breathing and all that good shit?
Hey, we're making a bad way a good way in a good day. So I ain't complaining right now, but how you making out?
I hear you, man. Let me tell you something. Every day is a beautiful day as long as you're up to see it. No matter how bad shit could be going in that day, you're still here to see it. Because everybody went to sleep last night, didn't wake up this morning. So, you know, accept the blessing.
That part right there. Blessing accepted. Blessing
indeed.
Accepted. And may I say, Dave, I finally had a chance. It's good to be back, man. And I finally had a chance to try a mango Pepsi. Good choice.
What you think? Told you, man. Hey,
good choice.
I'm telling you, any of y'all listening, if you want to know the good shit to drink, you can talk to me or Van Meadows. We try them all. Like,
we
don't let
them.
No stone go unturned. We try them
absolutely.
All.
Absolutely.
I was impressed. I was thoroughly impressed. Nice, cold mango Pepsi. I was very, very, very impressed. Very impressed. Thank you.
That's good shit. That's good shit, though. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and fuck with y'all. Since y'all said the show was about to end, I'm here now.
No, hell no. You ain't just gonna say I just wanted to fuck with y'all for a hot second to give you some help. You gonna spit a piece, Mr. Creative Writer? You gonna spit a piece?
Absolutely.
I seen your last video. That last video was incredible. So you gonna spit a piece, sir?
I appreciate it. If I could remember what the fuck it was, I would spit it tonight. But since I can't, I'll spit some old shit. Being that I'm here, you know.
Since you're here.
But whenever y'all ready. Y'all ain't got no questions tonight? I know y'all normally ask questions.
Nah, man, it's the end of the month, man. End of the month.
Oh,
open
okay.
Mic.
I just wanted to be sure. Okay, this piece is called Hopes and Dreams. I sat back in the shadows. Watched her wallow in her own sorrow, but could never understand why she wouldn't change her own tomorrow. So behind the scenes, I watched. The shattered dreams and repeated plans botched. Reoccurring hours of time wasted. Still without judgment, I stood with arms wide open, wondering when the day would come in which her eyes would open and see. Far past the fabricated fantasies that were being forced into reality. But reality was this. How many frogs must one kiss before realizing a frog just rivets and will never become a prince? If one can never be a prince, how can one ever become a king? Yet I stood in awe of the woman that frequents my dreams. I stood there, waiting to pick up the broken pieces. The moment of culmination reaches its peak. The strategy of a soldier, but upon sight, confidence became weak. Tequilas and colas make courage bolder, concentrating to speak. These boulders upon my shoulders, I have to hold them to keep. My silence, and her violence is like a riot. The silence is like a giant, a war of expression and fear, fear that depression is near, depressed from the suppression of expression, oppressed by hesitation, wandering in wonder, hoping blind eyes will soon see. Watching the screenplay of self-destruction, every actor that enters the screen is just for play, and I want to scream at the television screen, but there's no television in sight. An endless drama, live and in color, is what my eyes constantly see. Yet my mind authors a script of what reality could truly be. But I must be in black and white, for I'm unseen on this colored screen. No lines of importance within this scene, so I just dream. Dreaming of just one kiss that will reveal the contents of this secret well kept. truth in between so many scripted lines, I have no subliminals left to long for what should be forbidden, to forget all yesterdays, past forgiven, yet to never speak that what should remain unspoken, wondering if the same silence is kept by the broken, just living, just dreaming, just hoping that we'll all be better late than never. And maybe late will mean a better forever. Still hoping and dreaming, pondering if I should awaken. In peace.
This guy is not a creative writer, man. I don't care what he says. He is no creative writer. This cat is pure poetry. Pure poetry.
Yes, he is. Yes, he
well,
is.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Pure poetry, and I've truly enjoyed this piece. What is this called, Dave?
Hopes and Dreams.
Yeah, this is fire, man. Creative writer, my behind, man. You're a poet, man. And a fine one at that.
I just can't be one, man. They crazy. They're sensitive and
late,
shit. You know them poets when you tell them, nah, I didn't care for that piece. They get all butt hurt and shit, want to shove their head up their own ass and don't want to come out the closet no more and show to the light and all that. And I just be like, eh, they're too fucking sensitive. But I appreciate your commentary, you know.
Mr. Creative Writer, my foot.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Like I said again, it's good to see y'all back, you know.
Good to be back.
Van, be sure to pass on my condolences to your little ones and the grandmother and everything, you know. Just, I couldn't fathom it. I know you got them.
Thank you, bro. I'm going to be there for my kids, man, you know. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm certain. I know you got them. J-Rob, my condolences on your recent losses as well, you know. Just hold it tight, hold
Appreciate
it together, you,
you
know. One thing about it, a rock stays a little longer. That's the reason why y'all still here, to be that rock for your loved ones and the ones closest to you for when they're going through their grief like that.
True indeed. Thank
now
you.
Now that I've been serious for a second, I just want y'all both to know y'all still ain't shit, but I rock with y'all.
Appreciate you. Thank you, Cleveland.
Now get over to the dance floor, bro. Ain't no football on. You got time to dance now. One love, one mic.
I'm going to just walk out the club. I'm the last one, ain't I?
No, it's just one more.
Nah.
One more.
Is it Jared? The Jared always good for that shit.
Yeah,
he be waiting to the very end to come in and close. It better not fucking be Jared.
It's not. He
already, already went.
You missed him. He already went.
Oh, okay.
He already went.
Damn. I beat him, but I still lost for being last. God damn it. Right, what love, right, what mic, y'all? Good to hear y'all back on the air.
Glad to be
Peace
back.
Peace, King.
Ladies and gentlemen, Epiphany's own Mr. Metaphoria. Let's go back to area code 334. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic? Are you muted? 334, unmute your mic. All right, we came back to you. You hung up. You press one again. We open your mic again. Got nothing. So, last words. We're going to start with you, J-Rob, the wise son, my brother.
Glad to be back, man. It's been a dope show. Everybody came through. This was cool. Got to hear some voices that we haven't heard in a minute. I hope that this is the first of many times that we get to hear them again, because some of the poetry they gave us was incredible. On a personal note, Van, let me reiterate what Dave said. My condolences to your family, bro. But
thank you, bro.
All is going to be better in the midst of all this that you was going through, because without you, things would fall apart. So continue to be the rock that they look to and they lean on, brother. So I'm here if you ever need me. Salute to you, and I love you, bro. Can't wait to do it again next week. And let's rehash what we missed on the Get Down this month. Salute
you too, King. My condolences to you and your family as well, bro, for your recent loss, man. And stay strong, bro. If you need me, I'm here for you always, and I love you, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio, so we thank you for taking your time out to hang out with us and do this poetry thing. We'll do it again next week on The Get Down. Join us. The next show will be Saturday night, Jess, Jay, and Gina's show. Make sure you tune in. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come on out. One love, one mic. Peace.
Peace, everybody.